That's a good idea. I think I'll print that off and put that up on the wall of shame. What do you think?
Well, that's one more thing to go up there.
Here's the neat thing. Here is what I am enjoying about this. There's so much to enjoy here. I get to see my son get it. It's starting to click. He is a little slow at first, but he's starting to click. So when he encounters a problem now, instead of me looking at him and thinking, what? Who is this child? He's not mine. You know? You kind of wonder what he's thinking now that he's trying to do things and manage money and manage the business and manage everything. You can see him starting to do a little bit of forward thinking. And so you get to see that. That's really enjoyable. But when some kind of going back and forth in the shop gets started, see, I can pick either side. I can be on Papa's side or I can be on Perry's side. Eventually, that's going to bite me in the rump. They're going to figure out what's going on, and they both going to nail me. But that's the way it is, you know. That's the way it's supposed to work, right?
You sit back and you watch and enjoy for a little while. Instead of Papa picking on you, he's picking on Perry now. Perry's picking on Papa instead of Perry picking on you. So you're sitting back enjoying yourself while they go at it. But you're right. Sooner or later, they'll both come to the realization. Say, hey, wait a minute now. He's over here enjoying all this stuff. We're going to have to get him.
I think what's going to happen next is all these ginger ales he's got down there in the refrigerator, they're going to get gone. And I'm going to blame it on Papa. What do you think's going to happen when they figure that out?
I don't know. But next time I come over, if there's some ginger ale in there, I'll drink one of them, and you can tell Perry I did it.
I'll tell him Papa I did it.
Okay, that would probably be more fun if Papa came down there while I was there. Him and Perry got into it.
Let's have a ginger ale.
Oh my goodness! If Perry wasn't there and he came in and all three of us were sitting over drinking his drinks, he would be fit to be tied, wouldn't he?
That's right. So the last thing I was going to tell you was, so we went on the way to the supply house today to get another bottle of gas, and I turned the radio on in the truck, and it's the, you take the head on it and swivel, and he started asking me some questions about ham radio, which I was glad that he was asking questions, you know, and on the display on that Yaesu I've got, it's got a dual band, and you can switch between the bands pretty quick. And he's over there messing with the volume knobs, and he's listening, and he says, what does BARS stand for? And I said, well, that stands for Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. And he says, now, keep in mind now, he borrows my truck to go, you know, pick up this stuff and deliver it. He's got to get his truck fixed, but he says, what does APRS mean? And I said, well, APRS, I said, that transmits the location of the telemetry. It transmits where the radio is. And he says, what? And I said, yeah. I said, you go to APRSFI. And he got his phone, and he went to the website, and he's seeing KO4EDUE going down the road. And he says, so you mean that radio? He stopped in mid-sentence, and he said, oh. And I said, right.
As slow as you think he is.
Secrets out now. he knows that Daddy knows where the truck is.
You're right. Well, I told Stephen, my youngest son, he helped me put the radio in the car, and I told him later, I said, you know, I said, I can track that car. He said, how can you track it? I said, I put a sending unit in it, so where it'll tell me wherever the car's at. And he said, really? I said, yeah. He said, where's it at? He said, one on the radio where we put it in? I said, nope. I put it somewhere else. Never did tell him any difference, but if you go digging, you go back there where the jack and stuff is under that plastic cover back there at the back. There's an HT back there plugged into the 12-volt system, and it transmits APRS. I've got it turned off right now, but when I was running APRS all the time, I had that in there. And Joy asked me, she said, well, what are you putting that in there for? And at that point in time, there were a lot of the Tahoes getting stolen. I told her, I said, well, I can call the police and tell them exactly where the car's at if somebody steals it. And she said, oh, that's a good idea.
But KL4NUE with KL4DOSE, yeah, he had a moment. He realized real quick that Daddy knows where the truck is. So that's probably going to bring my fuel mileage down a little bit. So that's a good thing, though. But anyway, let me get on, Gary. I just going to let you know, hey, I had a really good day in the shop, and I'm enjoying watching him grow a little bit. And, you know, it's just an enjoyable process. And he's definitely enjoying it too. But I'm gonna up the game next week. I'm gonna start blaming stuff on each other, on both of them. Well, Papa did it. No, Perry did it. It won't. How much you won't bet? How long you think it's gonna take them to figure it out?
Take them long, especially Papa. I don't think it'll take him quite as long as it will Perry, but it won't take either one of them very long to figure that out.
Well, Daddy went over there today and then when Perry pulled the welding shield down, he went over and run the gas up on the... Perry got up and he said, Papa, he said, I'm trying to work, and when you mess with me, and he's just looking at me, just winking. He knows he's getting under that armor plate, and he knows he's under it. And he says, Papa, he says, this is your chair. He just wants you to come over here and sit in your chair, and you and Daddy talk while I weld. Papa told him, don't you tell me what to do. I know what chair's mine and what's yours. You need to sit down and get to work. And it's just, I'm going to start videoing some of it and send it to you, because it's the funniest thing in the world.
Joey used to say my daddy picked at me and the boys, and she said that now that Daddy's gone, I pick at everybody the way he used to. So I don't know. It's just one of those things. I said something a while ago. I said it must be a man thing about the tools. Well, that's not necessarily so. I think it's a women's thing too, because Joy has her own toolbox, and if I go in there and get one of her tools, she'll say, where is my so-and-so? It don't matter what it is. She can look in her toolbox and tell I've got one of her tools out. So it must be a woman thing, too. So maybe it's just possession. I don't know. Anyway, Chad, I'll let you go. Good talking with you. Glad Perry's doing as good as he's doing, and everything's going well as far as that goes. Let me know when you're going to start that other project, and I'll come over and help you with it again. And we'll see what happens from there. But in the meantime, you go on and have a great evening, what's left of it, and there's still a piece of pumpkin pie over here for you. I hadn't eaten it yet. That don't mean I won't, but it's still in the refrigerator for now. KO4NUE, KI4DOS.
I appreciate it, and I'll let you know I built my first circuit car tonight. I'm talking about Joey's toolbox. I bought these little copper clad circuit, you know, boards, and I'm trying to find a resist that would resist the acid, you know, and Anna's fingernail polish works really good. So I got some strange looks for using her fingernail polish tonight, but anyway, I'll send you a picture of the card. It's not the best looking thing in the world, but it'll carry voltage. That's all I needed to do. But anyway, 73s, and I'll talk to you later. KO4NUE, I'm clear.